Our guest in the cafe this morning is Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Things kind of going your way lately, huh?
You know what? It's been a lot of fun here in the last few weeks.
I guess so.
We've had a lot of success, and our student athletes and coaches deserve a lot of that credit. It's certainly been fun times in Commerce, Texas.
Yeah, well, you deserve your share of the credit, too.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, let's get right to it. First, you have a football game Saturday, and now that's not on the schedule, and people need to be aware of that.
That's right. Yeah, on our schedule, it just says Lone Star Conference playoffs, and that was, really the beginning of the year. We're talking about the Lone Star Conference playoffs and really what we're going to do to add to those two games. So this is, we were fortunate enough to win the conference as a regular season champion, so we're the number one seed in the playoff format and have a chance to host it last week and have a chance to again host this week. And, this is for the championship, for the playoff championship and another chance for us to get another trophy. It's really, really a big game for us. And, you get a chance to play Angelo State again, which Angelo really feels like, they kind of let one slip away when we were down there. And, I think we feel like we didn't play our best game down there as well, and certainly didn't play great. Had 5 turnovers and no takeaways, and so I think it's really going to be a great football game. Again, we're playing for a lot. I mean, you're talking about a playoff championship. Angelo's playing for a lot. They're much improved from last year, and I think Coach Wagner and his staff are really doing a good job of really building that program back to where it once was. And then obviously we're playing for a chance to go to the NCAA playoffs, and this is something that's very important to Colby and his staff and really moving this program forward.
Yeah, you believe if you win the game Saturday that you will be in the NCAA Division II playoffs?
Absolutely, I do. Yeah, I think we have something within our own within Division II called earned access, and so if you're a conference champion and you're in the top 8 of that region, then you get bumped to number 6 through earned access. And I still think if we win, we'll be at the number 6 seed no matter what, so I don't think we'll use earned access to get in, but I think we have that opportunity, you bet.
But probably would not have the opportunity to host a playoff.
No, I think hosting is kind of when I think once we got beat by Midwestern, we were fighting to get back to that 6 seed, and so so that really kind of hurt us from that aspect of it. But we certainly have a chance to be in the playoffs, and like we've always said, you just got to have an opportunity to be in. Once you're in, anything can happen.
Unlike Division I, which of course is starting a playoff system this year,
right.
four teams. 24 teams in the NCAA Division II playoffs.
Correct, yeah. We have 24 teams. We had 4 super regions, and 6 teams from each super region are eligible for the playoff format.
Now, the championship game, NCAA Division II championship game, this year has been moved from Alabama to Kansas City.
Yeah, so it'll be played in Kansas City, Missouri, there at Sporting KC at their MLS stadium that they have there. It was actually moved there last year. It was the first year there. And, came from North Alabama. University of North Alabama used to be the host of it for a long time. And I think those MLS stadiums really give you a very intimate, unique environment to really game of football from that standpoint. So
we're talking with Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Now, moving on to soccer, now they're hosting a playoff game this Sunday.
You bet, yeah. We get an opportunity. Our soccer team won the regular season conference championship and obviously won the Lone Star Conference Tournament Championship, and so that gave them the number 2 seed in the region, which means they're hosting Metro State out of Denver and Angelo State. Angelo's a 6 seed, Metro's a 3 seed in our region, and so we get a chance to host them. They will play each other here at Lyon Soccer Field on Friday at 4, Metro and Angelo will, and the winner of that game will play us on Sunday at 1. So we're excited about that opportunity, and it's the first time our soccer team's ever been a host of an NCAA tournament regional, so we're excited about what's going on.
That was a great event Sunday.
It was really fun, and had a great crowd out there, really a lively crowd, and really a lot of people that are supporting that team, and I think our girls really fed off of it. And Angelo's a really good soccer team. I mean, they're 15-4-1 on the year. We were 15-5. We split with them throughout the year, and then obviously a 3-2 game, 3-2 match on Sunday, and so we certainly have our work cut out for us. I think Metro is really good as well, and so it'll be some really good soccer games played this weekend here in Commerce, Texas.
And you're going to play cold, whatever
you
the weather
bet.
Is.
As long as
play.
It's not lightning, we're going to play it. If it's cold and rainy, we're going to play it. And, it's that time of year where weather becomes a factor, and I know we're maybe looking at some weather for Saturday as well, but you know, we just hope our fans and folks come out and support our teams. A lot of things that haven't happened around here in a long time, and I think, you know, our fans deserve it just as much as our teams do. And so we hope our fans really take advantage of it.
And we don't have much time left, but I mean, wow, the men's basketball team goes out to Lubbock and beats Texas Tech. Now, that technically that was an exhibition game, right. But nevertheless,
we'll count it. We're going to count it and tout it just as much as anybody else would be. You know, had a chance to go out there and play Texas Tech, and you know, played really well, shot the ball really well, and you know, had a chance to win it regulation and give Texas Tech credit. They came back and tied it up right at the end of regulation, and we went into overtime and beat them by three out there. And you know, had a chance to beat A&M down at College Station on the Wednesday before last week, and you know, it's really our basketball, men's basketball team is going to, I think, going to be really good this year. I mean, they're really talented, they're long and athletic, and as long as they can stay healthy, I think they're going to be really talented.
Kind of seems that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they are whetting our appetite,
you
to
bet.
Say the least.
Absolutely.
Right. Ryan Ivey, Athletic Director at A&M Commerce.
Thank you.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.